Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today's talk will be on Questions with the Queen, episode number 44. And the question this week is very interesting. In light of all the political things that are going on, I just really had a friend, a various colleague, just ask me, how do you feel about religion and politics and business? And I had to really think about this one, y'all, because I'd love to just be honest and tell you what I honestly do about things. But when I thought about it, I really have not had this problem much. And it may be because the type of business that I'm in that I don't see my parents very often, that when we see each other, we are totally about business and fun stuff. We don't ever add religion, politics, any of that stuff. Nothing happens to change our mindset and our mood when we're together. So I told her I would give the very best answer that I could based upon what I believe and what I know. So this, you guys, is not our normal Questions with the Queen, because normally I have experience. Being a social worker here in town, I've been through practically everything you could possibly imagine as a social worker, from children being taken from homes to, you know, family members finding out various things about their children or whatnot, various adults telling me different things. I'm just a safe person to tell stuff to. So I've heard about a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, a lot of excitement and a lot of, you know, secrets and whatnot. But this was indeed a different life for me and a different question for me. And I just wanted to share my thoughts and just be really honest with you on how I feel about dealing with religion and politics and business. Here's what I know, and I'm going to come from the fact of being an entrepreneur, because that's what I am and that's what I've been for the last 10 and a half years, almost 11 years now, so I'm super excited about that. As an entrepreneur, you guys, we build a business based upon our likes, our concerns, our everything. We build a business based upon the way we want things to happen. So when I think about religion and about politics, I really think that it's totally up to you how you want to handle things, how you choose to, you know, this is what I need to do, this is what I need to say or whatnot. I truly believe that. And the reason that I say that is when you agree to go in business for yourself, it's your business. You direct the ship. You direct everything that's happening there. And it's funny because, you know, you can have some radical views. You can be a staunch Republican. You can be a staunch Democrat. You can really be anything you want in business. And it's so funny when I think about that. It's just one of the freest situations in life. But I will tell you, sometimes your views can lose you business. Sometimes your views can cause others not to like you. I will give you a great example. I am friends with a lot, it seems like I'm friends with a lot of people who are gay. And when the legislation, you know, came out where gay individuals can get married and whatnot, a lot of my friends had various opinions about it, right? And they, on Facebook, you know, you're pretty open. You really are. You're really open to that type of stuff in terms of people putting stuff on your timeline and whatnot. And one of the things that he noticed, a lot of the people that he thought were his friends had really, I don't want to say racially because it's not race. It's really, they were just very opinionated about that, and they didn't want to see that happen, and they didn't, they just had a lot of things that they didn't feel they wanted to see happen with, you know, gay individuals getting married. Now, me, on the other hand, I didn't make a comment about it, you guys, because here's what I know. I'm guided by love. So I love the person. I don't have an opinion either way about that. That's not my business. That's not my concern. You know, if the government wants to regulate marriage, that's on them. I don't think they instituted marriage, so I don't think it's theirs to regulate. But that being said, that's not on me either. It's really not my business. So I don't deal with things that are not my business. I've just learned over the years, you guys, that stress is going to be on all of us. Why stress out about something you have absolutely no control over? And I do not stress out over those type of things. But what my gay friend found out was that he unfriended a lot of people. And he just realized, with you having these strong thoughts, there's no way that you could possibly love me and my partner because, you know, we are gay or whatnot. And, it was just a very interesting time. So I tell people, be extremely careful what you say on social media and be extremely careful what you say in general. As far as religion is concerned, well, let me go back to politics for a minute. As far as politics are concerned, it doesn't matter to me who wins the presidency, to be quite honest with you, because I know, in my opinion, God is still in control. And that leads me to religion. I am a believer, and everybody who knows me knows that I'm a believer. I put a lot of things on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on my Twitter, everywhere, that I'm a believer. People know that and realize that. But here's the deal, you guys. Religion is different than politics to me. Religion is a non-questionable fact in my life, in my opinion. You know, whereas politics, there's too many things up for debate. Religion, there's not a whole bunch up for debate, in my opinion, because God said it and I believe it. So that's how I feel about that. So, yeah, I use religion a lot in my business. Everybody that's in my company, they know that I'm a believer or whatnot. And that is not a problem. Here's the deal. Here's where people sometimes get it twisted and everything. My platform isn't religion. I'll just be quite honest with you. My platform is I'm a social change agent. I believe that people should not suffer. I believe that people should not, you know, have various problems that they have. So my platform is social change. It really is. It's not religion. It's not politics. My platform is social change. And until people get what they need in life, I'm always going to be on the same platform. I'm always going to be on the same platform to get things to happen differently and whatnot. And I just believe that it's so important that we do the things that we need to do. So I just wanted to just share that today. That question came up, and it's very funny because I didn't even really realize that people were dealing with this. But I guess you would have to be if you're in today's world, jobs or whatnot. Religion and politics may come up for both in both areas for you. And you've got to know, especially if you're working on a job, and let me change from entrepreneur to employee now. If you're working on a job, it might be to your advantage to keep your opinions to yourself. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie God Is Not Dead, but I really encourage you to go see that. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful story of what God can do in your life and whatnot, but also how you can be persecuted in today's time, you know? With that being said, I wanted to just share my thought on it, share what I think is important about religion and politics and business, and know that when you work for someone else, you've got to be very careful. But when you work for yourself, you've got to recognize the risk as well. If you are a staunch Republican and most of your clients are Republicans, it might not be to your advantage to talk so much about your Republican nominee and what you plan to do and da-da-da-da-da-da. That might not be smart, you know. As far as being a Christian, I believe Christianity is so big and so wide that most people accept being a Christian, but they may not accept that you're a Democrat or you're a Republican or whatnot. So just be very careful either way you go. Know that everything, there's a cause and a reaction to everything. When you do something, you will get a reaction either way, good or bad. So just know that. Be okay with that. Be willing. I tell people, if you're not willing to lose based upon what you believed in, it's okay. Don't you know, jeopardize your family, your life, or whatnot if you feel like you're going to be losing. So that is my opinion about religion and politics and business. I hope that that was helpful to someone. Once again, I guess I want to sum it up with, if you work for yourself, it's your choice. If you work for someone else, I would caution you to be very careful about what you would say. And not that you're putting God on the back burner, not that you're putting Democrat or Republican on the back burner. There are just some things that need to be said in business and some things that do not need to be said. I believe when we're working for someone else, we have to follow the rules and guidelines that they have established. If you have agreed to work on that job, it's important that you follow what you're supposed to follow. And when you do, I truly believe you will be rewarded and you will be blessed because of that. Now, if you choose to do something different, it's totally up to you. But just know that there might be a consequence based upon what you're doing. So with that being said, this is Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This has been Questions with the Queen, episode number 44. Have a wonderful day.